This is the Amner Martinez Podcast.
Welcome to the Amner Martinez Podcast. My name is Amner Martinez, and I will be your host. I am an immigrant from the country of Guatemala, and I've been living in Iowa since 1995. My professional background is in the staffing and recruiting industry, and I have been heavily involved in the local entertainment scene for the last 12 years. In this podcast, I will be sharing conversations with local people in entertainment, business, sports, nonprofits, food, arts, and culture. So stick around for some great conversations.
Okay, we're on.
All right, so this is Amner Martinez and Kenji
on
the mysterious last name. Social security, so this is a caucus edition.
Yeah, the caucus short.
We're gonna try to get through this and see how many times we say caucus.
Yeah,
we'll count it. Maybe somebody can count and send us a count. So we're gonna keep it short. Caucus is tomorrow.
We're
just gonna go. Let's go down the list of who's running and who we care about and who we don't care about and what our prediction is.
Okay.
So obviously.
I
support Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Which actually is kind of cool. They invited me to speak again.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm starting to get a little more comfortable. I like it. It's kind of fun. It's fucking nerve-wracking, but once you go through the experience, it feels really good. It's like an adrenaline shot.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
Actually doing like different things I like Bernie.
Yeah.
But
no, you're caucusing.
No, well, you're not caucusing. I can't caucus. I can't caucus. I can't do it because I'm not a citizen.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to be a citizen by November so that I can vote.
Neither can I.
Right.
So we're in the same page.
Right.
But
we can help.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think what you're doing is helping. Mm. I like to think that what I'm doing is helping.
Yeah, totally.
Know, like, knocking on doors and shit. Which, you know, no one ever in the past. And I'm going to be 40 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And no one ever before inspired me to go out and knock on doors.
Yeah, I don't think I would go knock doors for Bernie. Another step of involuntary.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and it's not the walking. It's not any of that. It's just that you don't know who's gonna answer that door, and you don't know what kind of response you're gonna get from those people.
How is that?
So it's kind of like you know, after a few houses and people open their doors and everything, then it got a little better.
Did you get any negative?
Yeah, well,
or like see, a 10
interesting thing is that I talked to a Republican guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really cool. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I don't like Trump, you know, I'm a Republican, but
okay,
I just can't vote for, you know, like Elizabeth or Bernie.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. But he was nice, you know.
Yeah.
He was very
civil.
Very nice, and yeah, he was a really nice guy.
The way that one should be.
I actually laughed because just the way that, you know, he was saying, you know, oh, and Trump, you know, oh my God, his frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And but he was very friendly, and I think that's important to me. That the reason why I support Andrew Yang is because he's not political.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I feel that is hurting the country is that somehow people always just want to go back to talking about politics and all the shit that divides people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not like that. Like he even gets, you know, people on the other side a little bit excited about the ideas, you know, and the issues that he's addressing, like automation and you know, the next, you know, revolution,
which is already
industrial
happening.
Revolution. Yeah, it's already happening. But anyway, yeah, so that's my pick, Andrew Yang. You know, I know that people probably don't give a shit about my opinion, but I definitely wanted to officially endorse Andrew Yang to be the candidate, just because I feel that whenever he's out there talking to, you know, both sides can be like, okay, well, we don't hate you.
Yeah. So
to me, that's to me, that matters. So
the middle ground. You value the middle ground.
Well, and not necessarily, because I always said, you know, I fucking hate pragmatists, you know, people. I hate it. Just have some balls and do like.
And I guess that's one of the reasons why I support Bernie, is because his ideas are bold and in my opinion, clear. They're crystal clear. He's not tiptoeing around about anything. Like he's literally saying and then that scares off a lot of people on the right.
Right.
But I mean, we've tried everything, man. Like the last fucking 100 some years or more, we've tried everything, and we still end up in wars. Right. We still end up in, you know, the wealth gap is getting deeper and deeper. And, I mean, you know, I think that having a society that starts with compassion and empathy and like not leave the weak behind, you know, I would like to live in and that's why he inspires me.
Right.
I watched this documentary with the president of Uruguay, Pepe Mujica. And
I love that guy, by the way.
Yeah, he's fucking amazing.
Like, that dude, like, brings me to fucking tears.
Yes.
Like, you just watch him and you hear him talk, like, simple sentences that are so, like, that you know they're true. So, like, it's, there's something really powerful about truth. When you hear it.
And he was a socialist, and he brought, I think when he got into government, there was like 39% of, I think it was unemployment or poverty or something, but they brought it down to 11%. But by the time he was leaving, he left office. He didn't become a dictator. You know, he handed it over to the next president. And then something else that was really high percentage, I think it was poverty and hunger, you know, brought it down. Like, so he made a huge, you know, and that's how he led, you know, with compassion and
by example too.
By example, yeah, he gave 70% of his salary to, you know, the causes that he loved and built houses for the poor and blah blah blah. But, anyways, Biden. So what do you think about Biden?
I just don't buy it. You know, I feel that. And this is just my feeling, not that there are any facts, you know, that I know. But I just feel that Bernie sort of scares, you know, like the media organizations, because what motivates media is money. So if you're not gonna be that you know, super hot, you know, news making president, which I'm pretty sure Bernie will be, because He definitely threatens, you know, a lot of industries like healthcare, which I'm totally fine with it. You know, I don't think that, I think healthcare in America is kind of like, what do you call it, extortion.
Yeah.
So like, hey, give me money because, you know, God forbid your family gets sick.
Yes.
And then you end up, you know.
They're making money off of your fears.
Your fear, exactly. So that's how I view it. And I know that to a lot of people it's pretty fucking radical or whatever, but. No, dude, like, I take issue with people, like, sitting on their ass and on the couch waiting for their, like, quarterly statement to see how much they fucking made in their investments and paid less taxes than people that actually work. I take issue with that. And I think that Biden doesn't threaten any of those things.
Do you think that's why he's kind of in the top?
That's why, like, all these organizations are going to support Biden, because Biden doesn't scare them. Biden, you know, I think that in essence, you know, like people in media and like idealistic media journalists, whatever, the whole concept is like super liberal, you know. We want truth, you know, we want to report on. But, you know, you see them a lot doing all this shit where it's like, man, you just want a hot piece.
Yes,
you know,
that's
going to get clicks. You know, you just want all this shit. And I think that news needs to be boring. They need to be boring. They don't need to be hot. I don't think they need to be hot. They need to be very boring, stating facts. you don't need to have a panel with people like
doing NPR their, and Iowa Public.
Exactly. Yes. Like, be boring, dude. Like, people are going to be better informed if it's boring, if it's all facts. Don't have a fucking panel of people to, like, oh, he's, like, I don't give a shit your expert opinion.
Yeah.
It's still a fucking opinion. So I don't want it.
So you think Biden is up in the top three because
it's just more of the same.
Okay.
I feel that way. He's just gonna be more of the same. He's talking all this like compassion and blah blah blah. Which honestly, the other side doesn't buy into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, they're like, whatever, man. So
but why is he is it just the fact that they're so familiar with him that they'll rather go with him than Warren or Elizabeth or but too see, new of
thing.
A person?
Like, this is the thing. Like, did you watch Warren, you know, talk to the Wells Fargo CEO?
Mm-mm.
I mean, she just, like, took a shit on this dude.
Yeah.
You know, in, like, Senate hearings. Like, the way she, like, shits on people that are, you know, kind of shady, doing some shady dealings or whatever. Man, like, she scares, like, Wall Street people. She scares them. And
yeah, Obama assigned her to
run the Bureau of, you know, Consumer Protection.
Yeah.
Consumer Protection Bureau. Because it was her idea. Mm-hmm. She made it, but he didn't appoint her.
Mm-hmm.
So she got mad and she was like, okay, screw you. I'm going to run. Then she ran for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
do you think that Native American thing hurt her?
Well, I kind of don't care about that. Because, like, man, like, I used to think that I was part Jewish, but I'm not, as it turns out.
Okay.
So there's nothing, you know, like, about being wrong about that. Like, I used to think that, and I had good reason to think that.
Okay.
But as it turns out, I'm not. And I'm, you know, I think that people can make that mistake, and people shouldn't be too fucking obsessed with it.
So Biden is more of the same. More familiarity, and do you think that he's getting some Trump supporters that regret their vote and they're kind of looking for somebody?
Well, see, the thing is, like, Biden is the Mitt Romney,
okay,
to some Republicans.
Okay,
I think I don't know.
Maybe I think it doesn't so. Doesn't sound crazy. All right,
so he's a Democrat, but he's not crazy like these other Democrats.
Yeah.
Where they're like trying to do like, so like I feel that Republicans view Bernie like we view Ted Cruz.
I gotcha. Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like,
super
Ted
right.
Cruz scares
like
me,
Mike
dude.
Pence.
Yeah. Or Mike Pence, like really hardcore.
Okay. I gotcha.
Like, oh no, not these guys, man.
Yeah.
Give me a Mitt Romney.
Give me a Mitt Romney.
Give me a Mitt Romney.
I'll take a medium.
I'll take a Mitt Romney or. Yeah. Like, don't give me this fucking guy. You know?
Do you want to get super size? Super Bernie?
Yeah.
No. So Biden, that's why he's, because he hasn't really inspired anybody. Like, there's no, you know, like, Yang has a little bit of a buzz, right? Like, some.
Well, you know what? When I was knocking on doors, like, there were some people that are like, Biden.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Some people said, yeah, Biden over Yang. You know, some people said that. And I was like, wow, you know, I'm finally running into people that, because I felt like they were just feeding me this shit, you know.
No, Biden is legit, like, but that's what I'm saying. He's up there, and he's still messing up in a lot of, like, he's having a lot of weird interactions with people, you know, like, literally telling people, vote for someone else, and he's still steady in the top three. He hasn't, like, dived, like, you know, that Warren was in, I think it was, like, November or December, she was, like,
the lead. And here's the thing, it's probably the name recognition, because...
Sure, yeah.
Because a lot of people, probably not us, dude. We, like, you and I are probably the people that pay attention all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, and I think it's because we're fucking immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is on the line for us.
Yeah.
You know, everything is on the line for us. There are some people that are like, okay, well, if fucking Trump wins, and, you know, and he ruins something, like, it's not, like, me personally, probably not going to affect me. So some people don't start paying attention until they have to start paying attention.
Yeah.
So I think that that's one thing. And remember I told you a couple of weeks ago, I was like, man, you're an asshole. Like, if you haven't made up your mind, then you're not paying attention. But it happened.
A lot of people are going to go by that 30-second ad or that 20-minute.
Right. Like, I saw this guy and he was cool, so I'm going to vote for this guy.
Yeah. A lot of people, it's all instinct, right? It's all like, if you click with that person, that's your
person. That's why money matters. Yeah. That's why money matters. Because if you don't have money for ads, How do you inform people?
Yeah.
You know, money, and that's really sad. Mm-hmm. That's really sad. I think, and see, that's the thing. You have to pay for your ads.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, media outlets are like, yeah, election, yeah. man. There's yeah. some money.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Like, all these people trying to give us money.
So, what about Elizabeth Warren? What, like, so she's also in the top three.
Yeah, I like her, dude. I've always liked her. Mm-hmm. I've always liked her. Like, I've always liked Kamala Harris. I always liked her. But I feel that when they started running for president, then something switched a little bit, you know.
They feel something, like they have to be something else.
Something switched. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I always thought, like, Elizabeth Warren was, like, this mean teacher, you know, like, the mean teacher that will spank you, you know, and then she started running, and there was, like, this other persona.
In 2016, I don't think she was running, but she was in the main, she didn't run, right?
People started a campaign saying, run, Elizabeth.
Yes, yeah. And I, at that point, I was like, yeah, like, yeah. She's... And, but there's something does change, kind of like Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was.
They pushed him to run, and then ended up, you know, going.
I mean,
down.
But how can you not? You like almost beat Ted Cruz, one of the mm-hmm. you know most popular senators mm-hmm. in the Republican Party. You almost beat him in Texas, mm-hmm. which is crazy.
Uh-huh.
How do you say no to running? But then when he started running, then it just poof, like. It,
I
he
think
felt
that is
flat.
Because he changed. He became like a different, like, hey, wait, this is not the product that we bought mm-hmm, before. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something that changed. And I think that Elizabeth Warren ran as something else, you know.
Okay.
Like, I really liked her for being really hard on people, like in Senate hearings.
Mm-hmm.
She was very tough, man. Like
people, so is Kamala.
People, yeah, like very tough, man. Like Kamala Harris, man, she's yes. super tough, man. I love that about her. And I was like, man, like, I'm going to love this woman
mm-hmm.
coming on the stage, you know, debating and being hard on people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want likable. I don't want, yeah. like, somebody to be trying to be likable.
So like, you can sense that change.
I, and dude, then, I like, totally pick it up. I was like, yeah. nah, this is so bunk.
Yeah. You
know? And it made me, like, uneasy.
So then Pete, so Beto and Elizabeth and Kamala kind of fall under the same where they kind of,
I like them, dude, and I would support them.
Yeah,
if they were, if they were the, of course, I'm gonna support them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what about Pete?
I love Pete.
You were on Pete camp.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was on.
Okay, so I haven't asked you this. So what happened? You were like Pete's gonna be, and then little by little, you kind of switch.
It's because, so like I started listening to the audiobook of the Andrew Yang, The War Against People.
Okay.
And I was listening to Pete's book too, you know, the Shortest Way Home. And
okay.
But I don't know, man. Like Andrew Yang has all these ideas that nobody's talking about, that you know, like here on the ground, like that this is what's happening
mm-hmm.
to the country.
Yeah.
And nobody's addressing it. Nobody like. They don't even mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, this is what's putting people out of work.
Yeah, know? Automation, and, which is crazy. I mean, you go to Walmart and you see, yeah, you can catch yeah, yourself out. Yeah, that's costing exactly. jobs. That's a job.
Exactly. And then a lot of my friends are like, well, you know, the whole idea that $1,000 a month, it sounds very crazy to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's because they haven't been listening. And I wish I had, like, for 2 minutes, again, with, you know, Andrew Yang and say, like, do you need to talk about more about the value added tax?
Yeah,
talk about more about that because yeah. that's how you pay for it. You know, that's the first question that people ask, like, "Well, how are you gonna pay for it?"
Yeah,
you know?
Yes.
First thing, how are you gonna pay for it?
Because it's happening. Alaska already does subversion
like,
of
man,
that.
Like, since
Native
when
Americans.
Are you so fucking like, conservative with like, dude? Like, we're spending money on dumbass shit yeah. right now, dude. Like. Like, yeah, we'll just, you know, how about we'll take the wall money, which is dumb, right? Put it like a drone flying, just one, two, three drones.
So was it more Yang won you over than you getting disillusioned with Pete, or did Pete do or say something?
No, Pete is good, man. Pete's good. It's just that Andrew has like a more positive, you know, vision than anybody else. I feel mm-hmm. that whenever he talks, like he projects a lot of positivity. He's not talking shit about Trump.
Yeah.
He's not even mentioning Trump yeah. at all. You yeah. know, like he, It's a very positive campaign, and I feel that the divisions in the country are really what is hurting the country.
I think with Pete, the reason why I never, I mean, I liked him, didn't like him, but I was like watching him, right, just listening, but I never got my interest. And I think it's part of because, you know, I guess I'm a little bit more left, I guess, but his record as a mayor, and he had a chance to do more for, you know, communities that he didn't. And then he never, in my mind, maybe he's, you know, different. He sees it different or they see it different, but he never was able to mend that bridge with the African-American community. Mm-hmm. And therefore, he's going to struggle a lot after Iowa and New Hampshire. He's probably going to struggle more than people think. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's probably true. But I like Pete because he's a good communicator.
Yeah.
To me, like, that's... And he seems to be a very decent, very honest person. And honestly, like, it's going to sound... I don't know how, but I don't give a shit about your experience. I really don't.
Yeah.
To me, like, I'd rather have, like, a very decent person in there.
Yeah.
With experienced people around them, you know?
Right.
Like, somebody making the right decision, being, you know, just acting on their conscience, you know? And I feel that Pete has that. And he's smart.
Which, this is amazing because Biden hasn't made that much effort. He just automatically has this African-American support that, you know, maybe because of he's been in fucking government for so long. Bernie has it. Biden has it. And Pete, I don't know if they made the amount of effort. Those who don't have it, I don't think they're making the right amount of effort to get some of that African-American immigrant, I mean, not immigrant, but Latino vote. I don't know where I was going with
that. But no, it's all about, like, going out there and, like, talking about your ideas, you know. Your ideas are how you're going to help. You know, Bernie's been killing it with the Latino community here in town.
Mm-hmm.
It's obvious. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that. I know that looking from outside the bubble.
Yeah.
I can see that he's killing it because he's been very proactive. He took a lot of the lessons in 2016, brought them, you know, like a lot of the failures from 2016. And, you know,
it seems like a slightly different campaign than 16. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It is very different.
Yeah.
It's very different. It's more, you know, I don't hear about all the other guys. I really don't hear about any of the other guys.
Hmm.
So
that's Pete. Who's next? Klobuchar.
Yeah. I could not ever see myself, supporting her.
Yeah. And she's another one. I think she falls under that Kamala.
No.
Warren. Mm-mm. No, that she changed it. Because if you look at some of her stuff and when she's questioning in the hearings to the nominations, she was in that realm too. Like, she's tough and she's
I just don't see it. You know, I don't see it. And I know that some people will say, oh, you pig, you know, or whatever. Yeah. But no, man, like, I just think Amy is trying to convince people that because of her record of winning elections, she's the most electable. Not like, okay, so how do you gonna explain your first loss in Iowa? Because you're most certainly gonna go down. Like,
yeah.
So does that take away your electability elsewhere?
Okay, yeah.
So it's a very weak argument for electability. And she is very moderate, which is nice. You know, moderate is good. Whatever, but
she never connected. I don't think.
She just didn't connect with me. I don't see myself supporting her.
Yeah, I saw her in a couple of debates, and it just seems.
Honestly, like, I would just watch. If she was the nominee, I would just watch. I wouldn't even. I would just become like those people that Obama used to trash, like the cynics.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be one of those cynics. I'd be like, okay, so sign me up for the cynics, and then.
So what about this billionaire, Tom Sawyer?
Tom Sawyer.
Isn't that what his name is?
Steyer.
Okay, there you go.
I like him. Yeah, he's cool. he's all right. I mean, I don't see it happening, but if it did, then yeah, I would. Yeah.
I mean, he's a long shot too.
Yeah.
At what point does he get long shot? When does it start?
Right now. I mean, you're a billionaire.
No, I'm saying, long shot. Who's a long shot here in Iowa to win?
I don't know, man. I've seen the Steyer signs.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
and you know, like Tulsi is really up there, and people don't even realize it. People are like, that's why, like, I think the polls are stupid because after the elections, you're gonna see that Tulsi is gonna finish like second or third.
You think so?
Yes, I absolutely know this.
Give me your prediction right now, then, on tomorrow night. Give me the top five.
Okay. No, but like my real, like, okay, this is really how it's gonna be.
Okay, give me the
The real or my how I hope it ends.
Okay, give me the how you hope it would be, and that real one, and then the one that could happen that you like the crazy
so
one.
So three top fives.
Yes.
About three top threes.
Okay, good.
Top
good.
Fives is too much.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good.
So I think that I hope that Andrew Yang is. Number one.
Okay.
And then maybe Bernie. Okay. And then Elizabeth.
Okay.
That's like my hope.
Your hope. Okay. Yeah.
And I guess I should say Pete. I think Pete would be like really.
And take out Warren or take out Bernie?
Take out Warren.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I think that it's going to really end up being Bernie, Biden, and probably Pete.
Oh, yeah.
That's really how I feel. But, you know, the thing is, like, I'm really hopeful that the polls are as wrong as they were last time, you know?
Okay.
Because, like, nobody knew that Trump was going to win the nomination, dude. Nobody knew that.
Well, in Iowa, it was Ted Cruz that won that guy.
Right, but nobody knew, like, even then.
Yeah.
Even then, like, you're like, yeah.
So this is that's why win. That's why this third category is the one that nobody thought of. Okay. So which one is this one?
Yeah, I think that Andrew and Tulsi are going to surprise people.
Okay.
I think those two are going to surprise people, and even Pete are going to surprise people.
So the one nobody expects could be, like,
see, because right
Pete,
now,
Yang and Tulsi, but that's really
well. See, I think
wild.
That, like, realistically, Bernie is really, really pulling everything right now. Realistically, he's pulling everything, and with the Latino support, dude, that's huge.
Yeah,
you can't. Not.
There's like, I think it's like 50,000 or more.
Dude, people are behind Bernie. Like,
yeah, the 50 like registered Latino voters in Iowa.
Yeah.
And last elections, I think only like 10% of those went out.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's any, you know.
So that's enough to win the Latino vote for the rest of the country. Because once in Iowa, you get like more than 50% of the Latino vote, that's gonna go to the next state.
Right. You and know, people like, pay attention.
They're
right?
Like, oh, the Latinos are voting for Bernie. And
which I just saw something like that said that the last four. You know, presidential elections, like Gore won Iowa and he won a nomination. Who was next after that? Was it Clinton? Then Barack, and then Hillary Clinton. So they won Iowa and they won the Democratic nomination. So Iowa in many ways does have at least a pulse on who, you know, who ends up being. Not like dictated, but there's a pulse.
Yeah, but last time it was Cruz and then Trump ended up winning.
Yeah.
So I'm like.
No, this was just Democratic side.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel that's how. What do you think?
Okay. The way that I hope, obviously, is Bernie. I like Yang because I hear from you. And I've also watched up some of his interviews. I've also heard him talk. I love the automation because it's happening right now. Mm. Like truck drivers, that industry is going to be like gone.
Right.
And it's happening now. I think they're probably already on the road, which people don't understand that. And the automation part, it's been happening. It's just going to like really, really start happening more and more. So Yang... I mean, the third one, it's gonna be that's the one that would hope it would probably be. It'd probably be Pete.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's yeah. List.
That's, yeah. That's so that's the one I would hope.
Okay.
The one that would hope. That how it's gonna happen, it's gonna be Bernie, Biden, and Pete.
Okay.
I think that's how it's gonna happen. Yeah. And then the crazy one, it's probably gonna be Bernie, Yang, and then someone else.
It's all about the same as the first one.
Yes.
No, I think Tulsi is gonna be somewhere in there, like somewhere in the mix.
I think that even I think I the reason why I put Bernie on as a surprise one is because still somehow people make it sound like it's anybody's game right now, which it probably is. Which is so that means it'll still be a surprise. You know what I mean? That
but
to
people
me, I
like
guess.
Tulsi, man. Like think about it. Like Iowa is a lot of people are conservative.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people probably hate Trump. So, like, when they look to the Democratic side, you know, Tulsi gives them those vibes,
yes.
You know, like, and I, it's going to be a surprise, dude. I guarantee you, Iowa is so conservative.
Yeah.
Just else, you go a little bit outside
the
Because
if you're a Republican, you can go caucus right now. You don't have to be, because the caucus is not a vote. It's a meeting.
Uh-huh.
So, people are going to show up to this gym or whatever their precinct is, and then they just got to pick whoever they're going to go with, and they just join that group and they just hang there. So they don't check you if you're registered Republican, registered Democrat.
That.
Yeah. You just say, I am, you know, I think you sign up saying that you're a U.S. citizen or you're eligible to vote. And then that's it. That's the only like official document. Anything else doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it's an old school way of you know, electing people. But so yeah, if you're a Republican, you can still go. And that's why I believe that Tulsi,
Do I know people that's their number one pick?
Yeah.
Tulsi Gabbard. And they don't even talk about her on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
That's why, like, man, I remember I was kind of amused when I was watching CNN and Jake Tapper and Wolf, and they're like talking about like when Trump had just won. And really, they had no words. Like, they were, like, these guys are, very shocking when, you know, like
speechless.
You guys are not paying attention to people, man. Like, and I like them. I like those guys. But, man, like, the polls don't mean shit.
Yeah.
Man. Like, how do you do these polls? Like, you call people?
I guess they call people.
Like,
but
I don't fucking answer my phone, man, like, to give my answer. Like.
Yeah.
I don't know how they. I don't know anybody that answers their phone.
Yeah.
Anyways. I don't know, but yeah.
All right, so this is the caucus.
The caucus.
The caucus edition.
The caucus edition.
So we'll put this out. Let us know what you think. Give us your predictions.
Yeah, give us your predictions. Give us your top three.
Yeah.
Of each category.
Yeah. The one, the hope.
Hope.
The real one.
The real and the wild card.
And the wild card. The crazy
one. Yeah.
All right, cool beans, man.
See
Talk to you guys soon.